we have come to thank the Lord and give him praise for all that he's done, all that he's doing. As I said, today is Pentecost Sunday. And so I wanted to preach a message about, obviously, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit within, and the Spirit in fellowship with our lives. When we look at the Holy Spirit, we see that he was there from Genesis 1:1. It says this, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless, empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters." Here he is. There he is. The Holy Spirit is present. He's hovering over the waters, cooperating with God's creative measure of creating the world and all that it's in it. But that's not all that the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit is life-giving. It says that when the Lord made the earth and the heavens, there was no shrub of the field. It had not appeared yet on earth, and there was no plant on the field, and it had not sprung up. For the Lord had not sent rain on the earth, and there was no man to work the ground. But streams came up from the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground. The Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being. So you see this? He's with God at the creation of the world because it says the Spirit of God hovered over the earth. In Genesis 1:26, God says, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. So he's part of that creative process. And then we read that the breath of the Spirit was imparted to man. The breath of the Spirit is the Holy Spirit. It's the life of the Spirit, the image of God in each and every one of us. That's the creative work of the Holy Spirit with God. The second working of the Holy Spirit has to do with fellowship. I don't know about you, but I have missed fellowship with my church. Today was our first church service since March 15th, where we got to be together. It was like Christmas on a snowy morning. It was so good being with the family of God because we are created for fellowship. God wanted to fellowship with man, and the Holy Spirit was part of that process. He still longs to fellowship, and he put within man and woman a desire for fellowship one with another. Look at this passage of Scripture. Just as God had been with Adam and Eve in the garden, Jesus walked with his disciples here on earth, and He ate with them, slept with them, did miracles with them. He was in fellowship with them. In John 14:15, it says this, "If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you." Do you see that in Scripture? He's not only with us like this, but he's in us. This is what Jesus said, that he was going to send that counselor, that comforter, that paraclete to fellowship with his disciples, the Spirit of truth. Now, he had been their companion for three and a half years, and he wanted to send the Comforter to be with them because Jesus understands the nature and makeup of man. Look at the reality of the Spirit of God that is the Holy Spirit. He was there when Adam and Eve were created. He was there, it says, Spirit called Noah and Abraham. The Spirit rested on Samuel, Saul, and King David. The Holy Spirit is the very same Spirit, the one that breathed into man, is the same Spirit that inhabited the temple and is described as Shekinah glory. And then he withdrew from the same temple when God's people turned away from him. He appeared in the Old Testament as the children of Israel were sojourning. He appeared to them as a cloud by day and a pillar of fire at night. To do what? To lead them. He was with them. He also fell as fire when Elijah got in the battle with the prophets of Baal and consumed their offering, their altar, and all the waters that surrounded that altar. He spoke through judges in the Old Testament and led them. Let them speak the voice of God. He worked through King Saul and then through King David. The Holy Spirit has always been God fellowshipping in his presence with his people. I'm going to tell you something this morning. He's not locked up in the 66 pages of the Bible. He's not just there. He is literally with us, present and living within us. In John, it's described as him abiding within us, because he does. Jesus had been the disciples' companion, but he said, I'm going to send you the Comforter, someone to be with you. That same Comforter is available to you and to me each and every day. Paul said that we as believers, our bodies were the temple, are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So not only do we receive a measure of the Holy Spirit at our salvation, but he comes to dwell within and makes us the temple of the Holy Spirit. You may be going, what does that mean, Pastor Kathy? I don't quite get that. Well, it convicts us of a need that we need to know the Lord. That's how we come to know him, when we know there's a need in our life. And when we receive him as Lord and Savior in our life, then a measure of the Holy Spirit abides within. John said it. He said, if you abide in me and I abide in you, then my word abides within you. His Spirit is within us. He said in John 14, 15, you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. Not just with. Do you see that in Scripture? You know him, for he lives with and will be in. So not only is he with us, he is in us after we receive the Lord as Lord and Savior. He's our companion. He's our paraclete. He's our comforter. Literally, he's the one that comes alongside us. That's amazing. So if you are listening in today and maybe you're not married, maybe you don't live with your parents, maybe you don't have fellowship living with someone and you feel alone, you dwell alone, let me tell you, you are not alone. If you are a child of the living God, his Holy Spirit lives about you and lives in you. What a thought is that? I'm never alone. He's always with me. He's always in me as I serve the Lord. Now, the enemy will attempt to convince you you're alone. Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. I gotta go eat worms. Remember that old rhyme little kids would sing at each other when they were being mean? Well, I'm telling you this morning, you are not alone. He is in you. He is with you. So the question today is not, is the Holy Spirit still functioning, still present, still working? His Scripture, the Word of God, says that he is. Our lives testify that he is. So the question is not, is he doing these things? The question to each and every one of us is this: am I seeking his fellowship? Am I reaching towards him to develop a greater relationship, a deeper, wider, more personal relationship with him? It's never him that does not want us. It's us that don't want to invest in developing a fuller relationship with him. In this COVID pandemic time that we are living in, which is to all of us the strangest place there is, many people have suffered from depression and sadness and aloneness because of the inability to be out and around and about people. I will tell you, it has been very, very hard in this last week of not being able to be with the church family. And today it was like getting up for Christmas because I knew I was going to get to be with my church family. But for those of you that have felt alone, sorrowful, depressed perhaps, I want to encourage you with this truth this morning. When you know the Lord as Lord and Savior, his Holy Spirit is right there. He's defined as a comforter. What does a comforter do? A comforter comforts. It's that warm towel right out of the dryer that just can wrap around you and you feel that presence. It feels so good. The Holy Spirit wants to comfort us. He wants to operate 24/7 in our lives. It's not him that doesn't want us. It's us that will not stay in connection and awareness of him. Have you ever done this? Have you ever gone to H-E-B or whatever, Kroger maybe if you're from that area of the country, to get your groceries? And you're like, okay, the parking lot is full and there's just too many people. Have you ever thought to ask the Lord to help you as you go to wherever it is you shop? My church knows I pray up parking lots all the time. I pray up parking spaces all the time. And God miraculously makes them appear. And you may be thinking, oh my God, she's gone off the deep end. She prays for parking spaces. Well, I tell you what. I'll just keep praying for my parking spaces and God will keep providing them and you can walk from the hinterlands to the store. Why do I do that? Because I want the Lord to be present and operating and moving in my 24/7 of life. And the only way for us to do that is to welcome him, to fellowship, to talk to him. And here's the other truth that I would like to share with you this morning. There's nothing too silly. There's nothing too small to talk to the Lord about. Oh, we're good at talking to him when devastation comes our way. We get sick or somebody in our family gets sick or our finances are a mess or we've lost our job or something happens to one of our relatives or kids or friends. We know how to cry out in the difficult place. We'll cry out in the turmoil. But do you know he longs for us to talk to him in the everyday of our walk, the steadfast everyday of all our steps? He longs for us to fellowship. Why? Because from Genesis 1, 2 forward, the Spirit of God has been part of man, those who believe. He's part and in relationship with. And so I encourage you, talk to him. Reach towards him. Don't you hate those phone calls you make and you call, I don't know, a service center for your insurance or something's gone wrong with your computer and you got to talk to somebody. And you call in and they'll say, oh, it's a 45-minute wait or it's a whatever wait or our lines are too busy, we're not taking calls. You ever had that happen? It happens, and it's frustrating. But let me tell you something this morning. Our Heavenly Father will be busy with somebody else. He says, get in line, I'm 45 minutes behind because I'm busy with somebody else. He will never say, whoa, I never saw that situation before, so I don't know the answer. Why? Because he's the depository of all knowledge of the world. He will never say to you or me, that's the silliest prayer I ever heard. He will never say that. You may be thinking, Well, that seems kind of radical, over the edge, a little too much for me. Well, here's the thing. Do you want to live a life of courage and confidence and power through Him, in Him, and by His Holy Spirit? Then you need to begin the process of fellowshipping with Him. You need to recognize His presence and invite Him into the everyday of your life. If the only time you're acknowledging Him is Sunday morning, or if you go to midweek service somewhere, then that's not enough. We need Him. We need to acknowledge Him in all the steps of our life, because that's where He longs to be. Jesus felt the presence of His Father and the Spirit in His life in the entirety of His walk. In fact, He drew away to pray and fellowship with Him and just talk to Him. Well, if it was good enough for Jesus, don't you think it's good enough for us? You may have just had this thought. Pastor Kathy, I don't know how to pray. Well, you know what? The disciples said that to Jesus too. They said, Jesus, teach us how to pray. And He taught them the Our Father. So if you don't know what to say, read the Our Father. But you can talk to Him in any language, in any format that you have, because the beauty of the Lord is He knows our hearts. And so you don't have to have a prayer journal that you go, okay, I'm going to pray this prayer for that, and I'm going to pray that prayer for that. You just talk to Him. He says this, call on Me. He didn't say just in these hours, just on these days. He said, call on Me and I will answer you. I will show you great and mighty things, things you do not know. So call on Him. Reach out to Him. He's there. And there is nothing too silly. And the other thing is, there's nothing too great. Maybe, well, Revelation, none of us know what our next minute will be. We can't know. But we can know who gives the next minute. We can know who knows all the circumstance of our life. So if you're in that place this morning, would you just speak His name? Would you just say, Lord, help me. Lord, be here with me. He'll never turn you aside. He will never turn you away. He's always there. He's always listening. He's always ready to fellowship with you. I so encourage you, develop a closer walk with Him, and your life will be transformed. Your life will be forever changed. He's our best friend. He never gets tired of being with us. Isn't that a sweet thought? People can get tired of being with us. Although we are so spectacular and so cute and have great personalities, people can get tired of being with us, can't they? But He never will get tired of being with you. He will always welcome you. He knows our needs before we call. And yes, He is an omnipotent God. He could answer them. But He's looking for us to be obedient, to be submissive in calling Him. Call Him today. You'll not be disappointed. He'll not turn you away. On this Pentecost Sunday, May 31st, 2020, this is going to go down as a year none of us will ever forget. None of us were prepared for this. We didn't know what it was. It struck, it hit, and the response was what it is. Our God was not taken back by, oh my goodness, what is this? And He's watched over and kept us in the course of it. So I encourage you, if you have a need, reach to Him. If you have uncertainty, reach to Him. If you feel like there's just chaos floating between your ears, reach to Him. He'll be right there. If you have a prayer need, you can email us at info@northwestag.org, and we'll read those and pray over those. So I want to tell you one more thing. If you are joining us on lives, that our YouTube will go up later today. But until we get the situation with our church Facebook corrected, it'll probably be on my personal Facebook until then. So I encourage you to continue to mark your calendar thought. I want to encourage you. We want to lift you up. And I want to leave you with this thought. The Holy Spirit is your companion. We all want a companion. He's your companion. He literally is the one who walks alongside you. Invite him into your 24/7. You'll never be disappointed. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and give you his strength. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We'll see you next week.